圣诞节是普天同庆的日子。
Christmas is celebrated by everyone everywhere.
每年到了十二月，我们都能够感受到圣诞节的气氛。
Every year as we come to December, we will feel the atmosphere of Christmas everywhere.
如果你要感受圣诞节的气氛，最总简单的就是到乌节路走一走。
And if you want to feel the atmosphere of Christmas, then the easiest is to take a walk down Orchard Road.
每一个这个家家，每一个公司或者每一个这个购物中心都有树立起这个圣诞树。
Every store and every shopping center would actually raise a Christmas tree.
五花八门。
And it's colorful everywhere.
这个所有的这个装饰都非常的亮丽。
And all the Christmas decorations are brightly shining.
使到我们能够感受到那个温暖。感受到那个喜乐的气氛。
And it indeed gives us a sense of joy and warmth.
到底圣诞节是什么一回事呢？
But what is exactly Christmas?
所以今天我们就盼望在今天短短的一个时间里面跟大家讲清楚，让大家认识到什么叫做圣诞节。
So we hope that within this short time now, we can actually tell you what Christmas is all about.
到圣诞，很多人庆祝圣诞的时候呢，你到乌节路去购物中心的时候，圣诞节是指什么呢？不是单单购物，圣诞节就是跟主耶稣的诞生有关系。
If you go to Orchard Road, Christmas is about shopping, but Christmas in reality is not just about shopping, but it is about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以也不只是为了圣诞树，也不是为了圣诞火鸡。
And we do not celebrate Christmas because for the sake of the Christmas tree or the Christmas turkey.
也不单是礼物。
And neither do we do it for the sake of exchanging gifts.
到底圣诞节到底是什么一回事呢？
So what exactly is Christmas?
所以我们读这段圣经呢，就告诉我们了圣诞节的意思。
And the passage that we just read from the Bible tells us the true meaning of Christmas.
第一呢，我们就看到这里，在他们在旷野的时候呢，在伯利恒之野地呢，我们就看到这里有牧羊人在夜间看守羊群的时候呢，有主的使者突然间站在他旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就甚惧怕。
And we read in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
这里有一个巨大的惧怕。
And there is great fear.
为什么他害怕呢？
Why were the shepherds filled with great fear?
当然，这里是讲到夜间在看守羊群的时候，突然间有大光照亮。
Because it was in the middle of the night, and as they were keeping watch over the sheep,There was a great light.
这个好像照明灯。
This is just like a spotlight.
照着他们。
And the spotlight was shining on them.
而且这个照明灯不只是一个方向，是四面这样照着他的。
And it's not just coming from one direction, but it is from a few directions, all the light pointing at them.
前面、后面、向左、向右都照着同一个地方。
From the front and the back, from the left and the right, all shining on the same spot.
然后我们又看见有主的使者。在突然间出现有天使的出现
and we see that an angel of the Lord appeared
啊，这个天使你没有见过天使啊
have you ever seen an angel
啊，如果你看到天使我不知道你会有什么反应
if you were to really see an angel I do not know how would be your response
或许你说我还在世间吗或者还是我在天上了
And you might ask, am I still alive or am I already in heaven?
而且这里他讲到的不但是有这个使者出现的他说主的荣光
And not only an angel of the Lord appeared, but it is said here that there is the glory of the Lord.
这个主的荣光主神的荣光照耀着他们
And the glory of God was shining on them.
你要知道这些人是犹太人
This are Jews.
这些犹太人他们知道如果他们很害怕看见神
And they know that when they see God, they should be filled with great fear.
因为他们所认识到的神呢是一位圣洁的神
Because the God whom they know is a holy God.
因为在旧约的圣经里面呢，犹太人的旧约圣经里面都很强调，特别是在以赛亚书里面讲到神的出现的时候，天使都会说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Because in the Old Testament, which is the Bible that the Jews use, they know that God is holy, especially recorded in Isaiah 6:3, that the angels shouted, "Holy, holy, holy" about God.
那么当万军之耶和华出现的时候，他的荣光、荣耀的光充满了世界。
And when the Lord of hosts appears,The whole earth is full of his glory.
所以犹太人一看见，哎呀，看到神就害怕了，因为他知道这位是圣洁的主，而且他们是一个不洁净的人。
And so when the Jews knew that they were face to face with God, they would be filled with great fear because they know that they, as humans, are not holy.
特别是在旧约的以赛亚先知，他说他看到神的时候，他说祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁净的人，又住在嘴唇不洁净的民中。
And in the Old Testament, when the prophet Isaiah saw God, he said, Woe is me, for I am lost.For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
一个不圣洁的人，在一个完全圣洁的神面前，他感到非常的惧怕。
An unholy person, when he comes before a holy God, he will be filled with great fear.
所以当人看到神的时候，非常的害怕。
So when man sees God, they will be struck with fear.
因为神是圣洁的，而我们是罪人。
Because God is holy, but we are sinners.
很多人说我哪里是罪人？
Many people will say, I am not a sinner.
其实我不需要证明给你看。
I need not prove it to you.
你心里都知道，我们环绕，我们周围的人都是罪人。
You know in your heart that we are surrounded by sinners.
我们受到罪人，这些人，别人的罪都影响我们。
And the sins of other people affect us.
这些周围里面很多人犯了一些错，犯了一些罪，这些罪不断的影响我们，不断的影响到我们的生活。
And people around us as they commit sin, they will actually affect our lives.
才过去不久
，just not too long ago，
我们就看到悉尼，澳洲的悉尼里面有这个人质的问题。
And we saw that in Sydney there was a hostage crisis.
当这个一个人跑进这个咖啡馆里面呢，抓了十几个十个顾客，还有八个他们的工人，强制把他抓起来。
And there was one lone person who went into a cafe and took 10 customers and 8.Of the workers hostage.
结果你看到别人的罪影响到我们。
And so we see that the sin of somebody else affects us.
我们只是喝咖啡罢了嘛。
We were just drinking coffee.
结果呢，当这件事情过后，有三个人死。
And after during this crisis, 3 people died.
四个人受伤。
4 were injured.
你怎么会想到只是去喝一杯咖啡就造成你的人命伤亡呢？
How would you imagine that going to the cafe for a cup of coffee would result in death?
我们活在一个罪恶的世界里，我们常常受别人的罪影响。
And we are living in a sinful world. We are often affected by the sins of others.
当这件事情刚刚结束的时候呢，我们就看到巴勒斯坦就出现了这个杀害儿童的这件事情。
And just after this event, we see that in Pakistan.There were militants who massacred children.
145个里面有132个是学生，其他的是大人。
And 145 people died, of which 132 were children.
其中最小的只有五岁。
And the youngest was only 5.
而且是上课到缺堂去上课的第二天。
And it was only his second day in school.
就被枪杀，是对着他的头。开一枪
and he was shot in the head.
你早上把孩子送去学校
in the morning you send your children.
我看到我们的孩子多么可爱
and I look at all our children, they are so wonderful.
你怎么知道送去学校的时候，他竟然死在学校？
How would you imagine that sending your child to school was sending him to his death?
这些是别人的罪
These are the sins of others.
别人的看法
and other people's viewpoint.
不管他是政治也好，是宗教也好，他没有权利夺走我的孩子。
Be it politics or be it religion, they have no right to take away my child.
但是他们却把我们的孩子活活的生命被他拿走。
But they took our children's lives.
可见我们活在这个世界，我们提心吊胆，我们任何时候都会遇到这些问题。
And we live in this world with fear and trembling over meeting this kind of circumstance.
每一天早上，当我们跟孩子说再见的时候，我们不知道有没有把握再见到他。
Every morning when we say goodbye to our children, we have no confidence that we will see them again.
我们常常受到这些周围的罪人所的罪来影响。
And we are often affected by the sins of other sinful people around us.
你看到这些母亲哭泣的时候呢，你可不可以想象你亲爱的孩子离开的时候，你的心里支离破碎？
And as you look at all these weeping mothers,You will realize how heartbroken it is.
我们这里做妈妈的，你都知道。
And the mothers here, you will know this.
所以你知道这些，我们常常受到这些影响。
So we are often affected by this thing.
这件事情过了之后呢，澳洲在 Cairn 又出现另外一个8个孩子被人用刀刺死。
And just shortly after this, in Australia, in Cairns, there were 8 children who were stabbed to death.
最小的只有1岁半
and the youngest was only 1.5
最大的15岁
and the oldest 15
所以你想到单单一个星期里面就出现这么多问题
and within a short 1 week so many things happened
你说我们活在一个完美的世界吗
and do you still think that we live in a perfect world
我们常常受到别人的罪影响
we are often affected by other people's sins
那么我们难道自己没有罪吗
？But how about us? Are we people without sin?
我们常常讲别人都犯罪，但是我没有罪。
We often point to others and say they have sinned, but I have not.
其实我不用问他们，我问你太太就知道了。
Actually, I do not need to ask them. I just need to ask your wife.
或者我问你的丈夫就知道。
Or ask your husband, and I'll know.
我们结婚很久的，越结婚越久，你就越知道对方的罪。
And for those of us who are married, the longer you are married, the longer you know the sins of your spouse.
我们都是罪人。
All of us are sinners.
圣经里面说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们每一个人都犯了罪。
Each and every one of us have sinned.
那我们当然说，你们基督徒整天讲罪，我都没有犯罪，我都没有坐过牢。
And you might say that Christians, you as Christians, you always talk about sin, but I am no sinner because I have never been to jail.
但是，你知道我们中国人，我们亚洲人最看重的就是父母。如果孩子不认父母，这个是不是大罪？
And, I give you an example. Actually, as Asians or Chinese, we focus a lot on filial piety. But if the children do not acknowledge their parents, is that a great sin?
你把孩子养大的时候，他长大了之后，他不认你，不认父母，你认为这个是不是罪？
If after the parents bring up the child to become an adult, and the adult child turns around and does not acknowledge the parents, is that sin?
翅膀长硬了，飞了就不理了。
And once his wings are grown, he flies away and he neglects the parents.
当然是罪。
Of course, that's sin.
我们亚洲人，不管你是中国人、是印度人、是菲律宾人，我们都认为是罪。
As Asians, whether you are from India or from the Philippines or from China, we all believe that this is sin.
这个是大罪。
And that's a great sin.
你不认父母是大罪，那么如果你不认那个创造你的神，这个罪不是更大？
And if it is such a great sin to disregard your parents, then is it not a bigger sin to disregard the God who created you?
神创造你，神把你，给你一个好的环境，给你成长，给你一切，甚至你空气里所呼吸里面的气都是给你，周围都是给你，给你长大之后，你说我不认识这个神，我不管他是谁。
This God who created you gave you a good environment for you to grow up in and provides the air for you to breathe. And after you grow up, you say, I do not regard this God at all. That is a great sin.
所以不认识神，不肯认识神，不要认识神，都是大罪。
If you do not know God, or if you do not want to know God, these are all great sins.
圣经里面有一句话说，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列人不认识，我的名不留意，不知道我是谁。
The Bible says the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand.
如果我们相信有一位真神，这位真神创造我们，我们竟然不理会他，就等于我们不认父母，比这个罪更大。
And we know that there is one God, and this God created all of us. If we turn around and do not acknowledge God, then this sin is greater than disregarding your parents.
圣经告诉我们，原来神的愤怒在天上要显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
And the Bible tells us the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.Who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
如果神创造我们，我们不理会他，他是应该生气，他应该有这个资格来审判我们。
If God created us but we disregard him, it is right for him to be angry, and he has every right to judge us.
因为神的事情，人所能知道的原显明在心里，我们心里知道有一位神。
For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. We know that there is a God in our own hearts.
不管你认为我是无神论者，但是你死的时候，你总是会问我，去了，我走，死了时候我去哪里？
And some people might be an atheist or do not believe that God exists, but on their deathbed they will ask the same question, where will I go when I die?
我认识一个老人家。
I know an old man.
老人家其实是老妇人
，an old woman. I'm sorry.
她年纪很大
，she is very advanced in age.
九十多岁了
，90 over.
她从中国来
，she came from China.
她说我共产主义，我从来不认识神。
She says I'm a communist. I know no God.
但是当她面对死亡的时候，她心里很着急，到底我死了去哪里
？But as she was facing death.Herself, she was very anxious, wanting to know where she's going after she dies.
我知道她来新加坡的日子不好过。
I know that she had a hard life after she came to Singapore.
但是她尽量她为人尽量做好人。
But she has tried her best to be a good person.
不管别人怎么样对她，她都总是有和蔼可亲，不以恶报恶。
No matter how she was treated by others, she would not repay evil with evil, she would treat them kindly.
所以她这样的生活来到生命的尽头的时候
And as she lived her life in that way, when she came to the end of her life,
我就问她，老人家，你为什么不相信神？
And I asked her, why do you not believe in God?
她说我从来不相信神。
And she says, I have never believed in God.
我说如果你不相信神，为什么你活到这样辛苦？
And I asked her, if you do not believe in God, why do you live such a terrible life?
你不是把人家不白白的欺负你，你白白的受苦吗？
And when people mistreat you, have you been doing suffering all these things in vain?
你白白被人欺负，如果你真的不相信神，你就一刀插过去吧。
And I told her, if you really do not believe in God, you should have stabbed him immediately.
她说她相信，不是的，我尽量忍受，将来一定有审判。
And she says, no, I bear with all these things because I believe there will be a judgment in the future.
如果你没有神，谁来审判？
So I ask, if there is no God, who is the judge?
因为你心里相信有对跟错，你有知道有一个审判者。
That's because in your heart you know the difference between right and wrong, and therefore you know that there will be a judge.
所以你心里知道什么是对，什么是错。
In your heart you know what is right and what is wrong.
你尽量做对的事情。
So you try your best to do what is right.
但是你心里只是你的嘴硬，不肯承认有神这回事情。
It is just that your mouth is hard and you do not want to acknowledge God.
当人不断的抵挡神的时候呢，神在天上是天天发怒。
And when man continues to rebel against God, he is angry in heaven every day.
他有没有资格发怒啊？
Does he have the right to be angry?
当你的父母，你不认父母的时候，父母有没有资格发怒啊？
When you disregard your parents, does your parents have the right to be angry?
当然有。
Of course they do.
所以当我们不认承认我们创造主，我们已经是犯罪。
When we disregard our Creator, we have already sinned.
不但是这样，神创造我们的时候，他按照他的形象造我们。
And not only that, when God created humans, He created humans in His image.
在神的形象是什么呢？圣经告诉我们，神是有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱。而且呢，有诚实是为千万人留慈爱，赦免罪恶、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪为无罪。
And the image of God is means to be like God, and God is merciful and gracious.Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty.
神创造我们的时候，他要我们像他一样。
When God created us, He wants us to be like Him.
他像我他这样的怜悯。
To be merciful.
像他这样有恩典。
To be gracious.
像他这样不轻易发怒。
Be slow to anger,
而且放他像他这样有丰盛的慈爱
and to be like him, to be abounding in steadfast love.
而且呢，像他一样圣洁，不以无罪，不以有罪为无罪
and to be like him, to be holy and by no means clear the guilty.
很多时候，很多人说我没有发谎，我没有撒谎，我没有犯罪
and people say, No, I have never sinned.
这样我问你，撒谎，你有没有撒谎
So I ask, Have you ever lied?
你说有啊，撒谎不是罪。这样你为什么跟孩子讲不要撒谎
？And you say yes, I have lied. By lying is not sin. Then I ask, why do you teach your children not to lie?
你有没有贪婪
？Have you any greed in your heart?
我们这个世界就是靠着贪婪来赚钱的。
And this world earns their money by greed.
你要多一点，多一点，再多一点。
You always want more and more and more.
我们心里有没有苦毒？
Is there bitterness in our hearts?
是我们心里面有诡计，要做一些事情。你做初一，我就做十五。
There's scheming thoughts in our hearts that when someone does one thing to us, we'll do another thing back to him.
有时候，很多时候，我们受到自己这种罪来捆绑我们。
And very often we are bound by our own sin.
我们不满意自己的生活。
We are not satisfied with our own life.
我们不满意自己的工作。
We are not satisfied with our work.
我们不满意自己的丈夫妻子。
We're not satisfied with our husband and wife.
我们不满意我们自己的孩子。
And we're not satisfied with our children.
我们总是觉得别人比我们好。
And we always think that others are having it better.
当我们有这些思想的时候，我们没有圣洁，我们没有恩典，我们没有怜悯。
And when we have such thoughts, we are not holy, and we are not merciful, and we are not gracious.
当我们犯罪的时候，神说：“我断不以万不以有罪无罪。”
And when we sin, God says He will by no means clear the guilty.
所以，当我们犯罪的时候怎么办
？So after we sin, what shall we do?
当我们没有的出路，我们要面对，当一个审判官来的时候，一个法官，他必须审判罪恶。
When the judge who is here to judge sin comes,
如果你的孩子是在巴勒斯坦里面130个孩子中的一个，你认为他可以不用受罚就可以受赦免吗
？If Your child is one of those killed in Pakistan, one of the 132 children who were killed. Would you say that the killer or the murderer need not be judged?
不可以。
Of course not.
神自己也这么说，我断不以有罪无罪。
God himself says that he will not clear the guilty.
很多人说，你只要赦免他就可以了吗？
Some people say, just forgive.
可以吗？
Can we?
神可以这样一句话就赦免吗
？Can God say forgive just by one word？
今天很多人是这么讲，神可以随便赦免。我告诉你，神不可以这样做。
And many people today think that God can just forgive, but let me tell you, God will not do that.
如果他可以，主耶稣就不用钉死，不用钉死，不用死在十字架上。
Because if God can simply forgive, then the Lord Jesus need not become a man and need not die on the cross.
你记得吗？ 圣诞节就是主耶稣降世来替我们担当我们的罪。
Remember that Christmas is all about the Lord Jesus Christ becoming a man to bear our sins.
当他承担我们的罪，在他面对十字架的时候，他都害怕，他祷告说：“主啊，若可行，求你让这个杯离开我。”
Even as Jesus came, he was filled with trembling as he before the cross.And he said, My father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
意思说，如果可以的话，不要让我死；可以的话，不要让我钉在十字架上。
In other words, if it is possible, then do not let me die, do not let me be nailed to the cross.
公义的法官不能不审判罪恶。
But the righteous judge cannot, disregard sin.
就算你最有钱的人，就像香港最有钱的人，还是要面对他的罪。
Even if you are the richest person, such as the richest man in Hong Kong, must still face his sin.
神说赦免的时候，他不可以随便说赦免就赦免。如果他这样，他就不是公义的神。
When God says I forgive, it is not done in a very anyhow fashion.
所以当主耶稣说，如果可以的话，请你不要让我死在十字架上。
Therefore, Jesus prayed, if it is possible, let me not die on the cross.
答案是什么呢？不可以。你要赦免世人呢，你必须死在十字架上。
And the answer is it is impossible because if God wants to forgive humans, Jesus has to die on the cross.
这个就是神的公义。
And this is the righteousness of God.
今天我们说赦免，你要知道他能够赦免，是我们是因为主耶稣降世成为人之后替我们担当时，他才赦免我们。
Today, God can forgive us because He sent Jesus to become a human being and die on the cross for our sins.
因为他拿他替我们担当了这个惩罚。
Because Jesus took our punishment upon Himself.
所以我们才能够得到赦免。
That's the reason why we can be forgiven.
所以你要现在明白了为什么当这些牧羊人看到这个灯这个光照耀他的时候，他大惧怕，说有神在我们当中了。
So now you can understand why the shepherds were filled with great fear when they saw the glory of God amongst them.
不但他看到他们有巨大天大的惧怕，第二，让我们看看天大的好消息。
And after we look at the great fear of the shepherds, now we look at the great news.
我们看第八节，第八节到第十二节，让我念。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊人。我让我们看第十节吧。第十节说，那天使对他们说：“不要怕，不要惧怕，我报大喜的信息给你们。”这个是大大的信息。
And in Luke 2:10, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
所以这里呢，我们看到这个是一个大好消息。
This is a great news.
为什么是大好消息？什么大好消息呢？因为在今天大卫城里面为你们生了一个救主，就是主基督。你们要看见，在一个婴孩抱着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And the great news is unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
他们看到神的时候，神向他们显现的时候，他会害怕，很可能是黑暗里面有光害怕。
And when they saw the light in the darkness, they were filled with fear.
但是这个光是很特别的光，所以他知道主的荣光已经来了。
But this light is a special light, which is the glory of God.
所以当他们想到圣洁的神出现的时候，他想到自己的罪。
And when they see the holy God appearing, they think of their own sin.
所以他们非常的惧怕。
So they were filled with great fear.
但是天使说不要惧怕。
But the angels say, "Fear not."
我给你大喜的信息。
I bring you great news of great joy.
因为有一个救主为你诞生。
For unto you is born this day a Savior.
他要拯救你脱离罪恶。
He wants to save you from your sin.
他要拯救你脱离神的愤怒。
He wants to save you from God's wrath.
这个是，所以你看圣经里面很多这样的经文告诉我们，人子来就是耶稣来的时候呢，他要寻找拯救世上的人。
And the Bible is filled with passages telling us that the Son of Man, which is referring to Jesus, came to seek and to save the lost.
那么我们也看到圣经里面在约翰三章十七节说，耶稣因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
And John 3:17 tells us that God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him.
所以这个婴孩是神差来的儿子，为要拯救我们。
So this Son is the Son that God has sent to save us from our sins.
提摩太前书一章十五节说，基督耶稣降世是要拯救罪人，这话是可信。
1 Timothy 1:15 tells us the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
这一位救主到底是谁呢？
Who is this Savior?
让我们来看一看这位伟大的救主。
Let us look at who is this great Savior.
他说，在大卫城里为你生了一个救主，就是主基督。
One to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ.The Lord.
基督的意思就是救世主。
The meaning of Christ means Messiah or Savior.
当耶稣的门徒当这个旧约的先知施洗约翰看到主耶稣的时候，他说，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
And the Old Testament prophet John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus coming toward him, said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
耶稣的门徒看见他了，哎呀，你就是拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
And when Jesus' disciples saw him, said, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.
那么在耶稣在井边的时候，有一个妇人，这个妇人看见耶稣说，哎呀，我知道你是弥赛亚，就是基督的意思。他说，你来，你必然告诉我们一切有关救恩的事情。
And when Jesus was conversing with a woman next to a well, the woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ.
到底这个耶稣是谁呢？
So who is Jesus?
让我们听听，有些人说耶稣是一个伟大的先知，有些人说耶稣是伟大的老师，有些人说耶稣是一个伟大的哲学家。
And some people say Jesus was a great prophet, others say he was a great teacher, and some say he was a great philosopher.
当我们听听耶稣讲的话
，But let's listen to Jesus himself.
你听他讲的话，主耶稣自己的讲话，告诉我们他是伟大的老师吗
？And when we look at what Jesus said, we want to ask, did he call himself a great teacher?
主耶稣自己说，还没有亚伯拉罕之前就有了我。
Jesus said to them, Before Abraham was, I am.
啊，亚伯拉罕是谁啊？
Who's Abraham?
亚伯拉罕是犹太人的祖先呢。
Abraham was the ancestor of the Israelites.
亚伯拉罕离开主耶稣有上千年了。
And Abraham was 1,000 years before Jesus.
他说在亚伯拉罕还没有出现之前，我已经是存在了。
And Jesus said, Before Abraham came, I am already here.
这个是一个好老师讲的话吗？
Is this the words of a good teacher?
主耶稣自己说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
伟大的老师会讲这样的话吗？
Will a great teacher say this?
如果耶稣不是神的儿子，耶稣不是从天上下来，他不可以讲这些话，这些话听起来都刺耳。
If Jesus is not really the Son of God who came from heaven, he cannot say such words.
耶稣说，我与父原为一。
Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
你看见我就看见父，你听见我就是听见父。
If you see me, you are seeing the Father. If you listen to me, you are listening to the Father.
你知道耶稣在讲什么吗？
Do you know what Jesus is saying?
主耶稣说，我就是神。
He is saying that he is God.
你要就信他，要不你就拒绝他，不要说他是好老师。
You either believe in him or not. Do not call him a great teacher.
他不是哲学家。
He is not a philosopher.
要不他讲的话是真，他就是神；要不然他就是疯子。
It's either that he is speaking the truth that he is God, or he is a madman.
但是我们从我们认识里面，我们知道这一位耶稣。是在他每讲的一句话都成就。
and the Jesus whom we know every statement that he said came to pass.
我们有旧约的圣经,
we have the Old Testament Bible.
在耶稣还没有诞世之前几千年都有他的预言。
And before Jesus, thousands of years before Jesus was born, there were prophecies about him.
每一个预言都在他身上实现。
And every prophecy about him was fulfilled in Jesus.
每一件事情,连最小的一件事情, 包括他的骨头不会折断, 都成就。
Everything, including the smallest detail that not a single bone on his body shall be broken, was fulfilled.
那么主耶稣他到底为我们做了什么?
What has Jesus done for us?
根据圣经告诉我们,
According to the Bible,
罗马书5章6节说, 当我们还在软弱的时候, 当我们还在犯罪的时候呢, 主就定了日期为罪人死, 为义人死是, 少有的为人人死, 或者有敢做的, 唯有耶稣基督还, 在我们还做罪人的时候, 为我们死, 神的爱就在此, 向我们显明了。
Romans 5:6 tells us, For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
圣诞节是什么意思?
What is the meaning of Christmas?
圣诞节是耶稣神的儿子降世成为人来 代替我们担当我们的罪。
Christmas is about Jesus Christ, who is God. He became a man and he came to bear our sins.
使到我们可以有永恒的生命。
So that we can have eternal life.
圣诞节是主耶稣降世来替我们拯救我们脱离神的愤怒。
Christmas is telling us about Jesus Christ who came and took our sins upon himself so that we be saved from the wrath of God.
为什么神愤怒呢?
Why is God angry?
因为我们不承认他是我们的创造主。
Because we disregard him as the creator.
好像我们不承认他是我们的父母。
Just like we disregard parents.
我们没有完全完成他的形象。
And we did not bear his image properly.
他是圣洁的,
he is holy.
他蛮有慈爱,
he is full of mercy and love.
他蛮有怜悯,
and he is full of grace.
但是我们却不是这样,
but we are not like that.
我们彼此相斗,
we fight with one another.
我们彼此残杀,
and we kill one another.
但是神就愤怒,
and that's why God is angry.
当我们 犯这样罪的时候, 神愤怒就是要审判罪人, 因为他是公义的神。
And when we sin, God is angry and he will judge sinners because he is righteous.
只有公义的神必须审判罪人。
And only the righteous God will judge sinners.
他如果不审判我们, 他就不是一个公义的神。
If he do not judge us, he is not righteous.
但是他又爱我们怎么办呢?
But at the same time, he loves us, so what shall he do?
我记得在 在两三天前我们在这里向老人家传福音的时候,
and a couple of days ago we were here preaching the gospel to the old folks.
我们在讲到耶稣替罪人死的时候,
and when we talk about Jesus dying on behalf of sinners,
有一个孩子来问我,
one child came and asked me,
他说为什么这个很不公平, 有罪的人没有承担, 别人来替他担, 这个不是很不公平吗?
And the child said, Isn't that unfair that the one who sinned need not bear his own sin, but somebody else take the punishment for him?
我说是的,
and I replied, Yes, that is indeed unfair.
因为,
but when Jesus came, he came willingly to take our sin.
就好像我们看到自己犯自己的孩子犯错的时候呢，我们情愿替他们 受惩罚。
It's just like when we see our own children do a wrong thing, we would rather take the punishment ourselves.
对犯罪的人来讲, 这个是大好消息。
And to a sinner, this is great news.
他能够得解脱。
Because he can be free.
但是对耶稣来讲是既不公平的。
But for Jesus, this is extremely unfair.
但是他愿意替我们承担。
But he did it willingly.
他替我们承担之后，他说：“你要信我，你依靠我，我 替你解决这个问题，但结果呢，我们还嘲笑他说我不信你。
And after Jesus did that, he says, if you believe and trust in me, I will help you solve the problem of sin. But we mock him and we do not believe him.
我们的罪更大。
And our sin is even greater.
圣章节让我们看到我们人应该惧怕神。
And Christmas tells us that we as humans ought to be fearful of God.
但是神却差他的儿子给我们一个大好的消息。
But God sent His Son to give us great news.
他的意思就是要拯救我们从罪恶脱离出来。
And He wants to save us from our sins.
我们的救主来就是神的儿子要拯救我们。
Our Savior, which is the Son of God, came to save us.
但是我们的救主不单是自己来，是神的父神差他来的。
But our Savior, the Son of God, did not come on His own. It is the Father, God, the Father, who sent Him.
所以在这里，我们看到刚才我们读的经文，他说突然间有个大队的，一大队的天兵在那里赞美神，说，至高之处荣耀归于神。
And we read just now that with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest."
而且在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace among those with whom He is pleased.
所以罗马书保罗说，这个福音叫做神的福音。
Therefore, in the book of Romans, Paul said, "This is the gospel of God."
是当我们还不相信他，当我们还在犯罪，当我们还在顶撞他的时候，神已经采取主动替我们解决这些问题。
While we were still sinners, when we are still going against God, He has solved the problem for us.
你有没有看过自己孩子不听话的时候，一意孤行的时候？
Have you ever seen your own child who is disobedient and is bent on his way?
当做父母的时候，我们没有办法，甚至我们已经替他们想解决的方法。
And sometimes as parents, we are trying to think of a solution for them.
神在我们还在顶撞他的时候，还不信他的时候，他已经替我们想好这个方法。
And even as we rebel against God, He has provided a solution for us.
神爱世人，约翰福音三章十六节说，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
当我们还在顶撞他的时候，还在继续犯罪的时候，他已经差他儿子钉死在十字架上。
Even as we are still rebelling against him, he has sent his son to die for us on the cross.
约翰一书圣经里面告诉我们说，神差他的独生子到世间来，是使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
1 John 4:9 tells us that in this the love of God was made manifest among us.That God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him.
当圣诞节来的时候，我们想到这是很开心的事情。
As Christmas comes around, we are always thinking of a joyful celebration.
是的，是一个大好的消息。
Yes, there is great news.
但是对耶稣来讲，他正在走一条十字架的道路。
But for Jesus, He was walking the path of the cross.
他正在朝向十字架的死亡。
And he was walking towards death.
他要死在十字架上担当我们的罪。
He wanted to die on the cross to bear our sins.
使到我们可以得自由。
So that we can be free.
当你看十字架的时候，
When you look at the cross,
你看到什么？
What do you see?
是的，今天我们只看到神的爱。
Today we only see God's love.
但是你不要忘记，你一定要看到神的公义。
But do not forget that you must see God's righteousness there.
如果可以把这个杯挪去，
If it is possible, take this cup from me.
如果可以，我不用钉十字架。
If possible, I need not die on the cross.
如果可以，我不用死。
If it is possible, I need not die.
主耶稣这样祷告，但是神说不可以，你一定要死，因为如果你不死，你就不能替世人除去罪恶。
Jesus prayed like this.But God the Father said, "You must die. If not, you cannot clear the sins of the world."
主耶稣已经为我们死了。
The Lord Jesus has already died for us.
他已经预备好救恩给我们了。
He has prepared salvation for us.
因为他对我们说,
And he says to us,
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。 二人应当离开自己的道路，不义的人应该除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，就是神的意思。耶和华神必怜悯他，怜恤他。当我们归向他神的时候呢，他必广行赦免。Seek
the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
这个就是悔改的意思。
This means repentance.
圣诞节是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of Christmas?
圣诞节是主耶稣降世成为人来担当我们的罪。
Christmas is about the Lord Jesus, who came to earth and became a man to bear our sins.
他的爱已经显明了。
His love is shown.
他要求我们做一件事。
He wants us to do one thing.
离开我们罪恶的道路，
Forsake your wicked way，
转回归向神，
Turn, return to the Lord，
使到我们能够接受他的救恩，
So that we can accept his salvation。
这个就是圣诞节的意义。
This is the meaning of Christmas。
你愿意吗？
Are you willing？
当我们， 只有当你听到这个信息， 你回应在心里说，主啊， 我愿意， 我愿意相信， 我愿意悔改， 我愿意接受你是我的救主， 我愿意承认我的罪， 你才能够得救。
And only after you hear the message and you acknowledge your sin before God and say to God in your heart that you are willing to believe the message, you are willing to repent and turn away from your sins, and you are willing to accept him as your savior, then you can be saved.
这样， 这个才是圣诞节的信息。
And this is the true message of Christmas.
这个才是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
这个才是大好的消息。
This is the great news.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for the great news. Indeed, Lord, that you have sent your Son Jesus to die for us on the cross, to bear our sins. Lord, help us that we will acknowledge that we are sinners before you and not think of ourselves as good, for all have sinned. And help us to acknowledge that. And help us, Lord, that we will repent and turn away from our wicked ways and from our wicked thoughts, and to ask you to forgive us because of your righteousness and because of your love that you have sent Jesus to die for us. And we ask, Lord, that you will touch the hearts of all these people here and help us to truly acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, Amen.